The Rancor's Brothel presents. A Dungeons & Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Cody and Lucas, you guys come out behind the gnomes.
Well,
this isn't where we're supposed to be.
Nope. Tunnels, they twist. It's fine.
Can we see where we're supposed to be from here?
We walked that before. There was no other entrance. We've walked that way.
No, before. You haven't.
Where did they come in from then? But there was one entrance to this chamber.
There was one open entrance through the were-rat warrens. There was also a gate that was shut off. They came through that gate.
Oh, okay.
I can pull the map up if you want, but...
That's cool. No, I just don't remember there being another entrance. Where is that in, like, connection with...
Where they are.
Give me a triangulation of those entrances.
Logistically, how far away are we from where we need to be, and how much shit do we have to get through to get there?
All of it.
Oh, well...
Just all of it.
So your two answers are hella and all of it.
We don't see that dwarf anywhere.
Is there a rock we can just go hide behind until this is over?
I like it.
The Flynn approach.
I think it's a great approach.
Do you remember that?
I'm not sure I was there for it.
I don't know.
But I mean,
we fought Drakes?
No, it was a bar fight.
It was
a bar fight and he just went outside and laid down.
It was Drakes. We were fighting Drakes in a cave.
There might have been a second time.
And he said...
He's done this more than once.
I guess.
Okay, I'm going to show the guys this map. If somebody reminds me, I'll post this on Facebook later so that the listeners can actually see it.
Cool.
This is Rockblood. This is the temple that you guys cleared. This is the entrance that you came in. The gnomes are attacking from this gate right here into the main chamber. Troy and Matt came up this way. You know that the Pudding King is back this way. The Pudding King. Yes.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you guys?
Yep. Yeah. No, I got you. I got you logistically. I have a plan.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
See, I was going to give you a chance to make up a plan of your own.
I have one.
Or I was going to supply one. But
I have a plan.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask the intelligent one.
Yes.
What are you looking at me for?
Not you.
And before you get into your plan, I have one question. Where did the elemental go?
You mean which path did he go down?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have him make a dex save.
Here.
It doesn't matter, because he can go through it.
High, he went with them. Low, he went with us.
If he's with us, then I would have told him to go through the rock with them.
Okay.
Oh, okay, then.
Would he have understood them since he speaks Terran?
Yes, he can understand it. He just can't speak it.
If I went, like, ugh.
He doesn't have a mouth.
How does he speak Terran? You said he speaks Terran.
Yeah.
He grinds his rocks together.
Yeah, it's literally the sound of rocks grinding together.
Well, don't do that.
Put in nails on a chalkboard sound effect here, Cody?
Nope. What's your plan?
You said... I heard that you were doing something that would neutralize the oozes.
We tried to make some supplies.
All right. Quickest way between two lines between two points is a straight line. Can you harden this all the way across?
Do what we can.
Throw some sodium bicarbonate down. Can we harden the oozes and run across the surface?
No, it won't harden the oozes.
I'm asking him.
Oh, is this why you guys were about me?
Apparently, no.
Make me an intelligence check, Lucas.
Apparently, the answer is no.
As well, the construction.
Intelligence check.
Because he's now the counsel for the asbestos.
Oh.
Unnatural 20.
No.
No.
I'd feel better if it was the RNC, honestly.
You made a fairly low roll.
Yes.
So it's not going to take out oozes completely. It will stun them. You guys can make a hole. The borough wardens are willing to... take you through, make a hole for you.
It's
Cody's roles. They're going to determine how well they come out of it.
Okay. They're following you.
All right. Well, won't be the first time that I have led others into death, so let's go.
Roll and see how these
Yes, I know.
Hole. pull that leader titty out.
So go ahead and make me one more attack roll and one charisma roll, Cody.
The attack roll. Right.
To see how well he leads.
15 is the attack roll.
Okay.
Not terrible.
The charisma roll is an 18.
Nice. Not bad. Very good.
We few. We happy few. Don't get me started. I can do the whole thing.
You guys charge through. Matt and Troy, are you guys
Ken's
charging in? Are you, what are you doing?
You said there was a large crack?
Yep. There's a crack in the wall.
Like how big?
About 10 large. Feet across.
That's not a fucking crack.
That's a pathway in the wall.
No, it's if you had a dwarf with stone cutting, you'd be able to figure out that it's a fairly recent thing.
Go look at it.
It's too bad we don't have a dwarf.
No, we have exposition from the dungeon master.
Yep.
That crack looks recent.
Go check it out.
And you have an earth elemental following you.
I'm riding on him.
Cool.
Josh should make the die rolls for the earth elemental.
You can do that.
Might as well get you hucking some dice. You usually have lucky hot dice. I'll take it.
I mean,
somebody give this man a monster manual.
Ooh.
I feel like
I don't have one with me.
I don't either. I'll just make it up. It's fine.
Just roll and say it hits.
Okay. What are you guys doing? Make me a perception check. Both of you.
Niner.
23.
You see them pop out. You see Kira and Nexus pop out on the other side. You know that that tunnel got blocked. You know that they don't have another way around. They're going to have to come through. Are you guys going to charge on your own?
They're
or
liaisons.
Are you going to wait for them? Now you got a you got a 23 or a 25 or something?
23.
You see oozes starting to turn back your way.
Oh, no.
This crack in the wall, is it a pathway? Does it look like it may go
the direction you're wanting to go?
The direction I'm wanting to go?
Yep.
Towards the gnome.
In the crack.
Oh.
So far, the only entrance you've seen is that tunnel straight ahead of you.
Okay.
This is a new crack that's going towards the direction.
Okay. I was under the impression he went into some kind of fortification, like a room or something.
Yep. He did. Do you need the map again?
No, but I was assuming you said we were coming out of a tunnel and basically directly ahead of us would be where we saw the gnome go. But now you're saying the crack that's off to the side is where he went.
Well, he went towards a big round building, but behind it into the corner.
Yep.
Yeah, which
is probably where the crack is.
Yeah.
There's a tunnel that goes back that way and around into other rooms. Mm-hmm. There's also this tunnel that cuts straight that way.
It's a shortcut.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it a trap?
It's probably a trap.
I'm going to need you to go in this crack, though, so I can make a joke about toots shoving themselves into a crack.
I mean, it's 10 foot wide, all this shoving needed.
It's got to be a special crack if both dudes are going in the same crack.
Yeah, as long as your balls don't touch. Because then it's gay.
They need some of that earth glide.
Not that being gay is bad. Pride month! Represent!
Did the borough wardens come with me?
Yeah, they are forming a wedge around you, and you guys are being ushered through.
Are we already on the same side as them?
You're getting there.
Okay.
I'm giving them a chance to act before you...
I gotcha.
...get there. Which way you want to go, Troy?
That'd be my only thought.
What do you want
to
do?
Is whether or not it's a trap. It would be faster to go straight through.
Mm-hmm. So check for traps as you go. Problem solved. Don't you have a spell for that?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Problem solved.
Boom.
And at this point, you guys are still hauling ass. You're not going to have a whole lot of time to... You're about to have oozes all over you.
You should get one of those little sand dials and just be like, every time you want players to make it...
I should. That's a really good idea.
We played with a guy who's playing Delta
Boggle
Green.
Timer.
What's your alignment, Matt?
He would count.
Chaotic neutral.
He would go
might be better.
7.
Is he counting up or down?
6. 5.
Yeah,
4.
Go through the crack.
Woo.
Go through the crack.
It's amazing when you get to about 3 or 2 how much people would start to panic.
You two roll off. Unless one of you wants to say you're going first.
I mean,
I'll go first in the barbarian.
There you go.
Okay.
And I'll do it stealthily at my normal pace.
No, you guys are hauling ass. You're going at a fast pace right now.
That's fine.
I'd rather go at a medium pace.
Just run yelling, I'm sneaking!
You can't see me!
All right.
Spider I'm Drax eating those nuts on me.
Cody, you lose a few borough wardens going across there.
That's okay. I expect to lose all of them.
No, you rolled high enough. You're not going to lose all of them.
Give me a minute. Because I'm assuming is when we get to the bank, you're going to tell me that the oozes are coming after us.
Oh, they're
actively coming after you now.
Yeah, you are cutting a hole through the middle of them.
Yeah, I know.
They are pretty slow.
And they are, the borough wardens are putting their lives.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
To get you there. Make me a charisma save.
Charisma save?
Yep.
That's kind of shitty, Jeff. I guess it's just no different than a charisma roll.
Oh. Over here being all callous.
What? Oh, I think I got that corporal badge not from by being people's friends. That's fair. 12.
I'm still a non-com. Okay. You know.
Lucas, what are you doing? Just going along?
Yeah.
Everything good?
Not much else I can do. We're trying to get to a place.
I mean, you could be like, I don't know, like spelling. Which bolting or whatever.
Be creative. I'm giving you story moments. Yeah. Come on.
Go in there, all shooter.
Do something cool.
Finger guns it.
I'm swinging Harrison's sword for all he's worth.
Yep. Getting used to my new body. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't know how to handle all these emotions.
He's never ran with boobs before.
Have I been
little gnome boobs?
No, you've just been stabbed.
I just like to imagine Lucas is running for the first time and he's like slapped in the face. What the hell was that?
Why does my back hurt?
He's like looking for somebody to fight. Boobs.
Oh, my knot balls are aching. My knot balls.
I wish I hadn't died a man with blue balls.
Wow, that was.
Do I see them go through the crack?
You guys can make me a perception check.
Disadvantage?
Cody at disadvantage.
Okay.
I would like throw out like dancing lights or something to be like.
That's unfortunate. So that's a nat 20.
Hey, come hither this way.
Okay.
20.
Yeah, you see where they're going.
A dirty 20, which is a new way of I've heard of hearing that, which is kind of nice. I like
as
it.
As you see.
I like it.
Just a 20.
As you see the Ettercap go diving through this crack in the wall, you see him stop.
Hammer time.
No.
Oh, he just got gelatinous cracked.
And you take 11 points of acid damage.
I don't get a perception.
Invisible when not moving.
That's one of the dickiest things to do in a D&D. We've never done that before. Thank you. That's a D&D trope.
How much damage?
11 points.
If you're raging, it'd only be 5.
I'm not attacking anything. How do I rage?
You say I'm raging.
And the rage ends immediately after.
Yeah, so why would I waste it?
If he raged and ran into damage.
That's true.
Or just kept punching this guy on the way.
That's too meta. I wouldn't have done it.
Punch himself in the balls.
No, it's fair that you didn't.
Now I'm raging, though.
Now everybody roll for initiative.
Militant lesbian watches large man get stuck in crack.
Wait, what are we rolling? I'm sorry.
Initiative.
Card, please.
14. Troy?
24.
Cody.
15.
Oh, I forgot. Josh.
Oh, yeah, I did too. I don't imagine he gets anything to it. Minus 1, so 15.
So did you make like a little acrylic cube that we could place over our characters when we're in?
I didn't. I thought about it.
That would have been fucking funny.
Give me one of those glasses.
Yeah. He just buys duplicates of everyone's character, and he's molded all of them into Jello shots. On the off chance that one of them gets eaten, he just pulls it out. Wobble, 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 wobble.
Jeff put my stuff in Jello again.
Gotcha.
Michael.
All right. So how far are we away? Are we even on
Lucas,
the battle mat?
Lucas, what did you get?
16.
Are we even on the battle mat at this point?
We're about to be.
Okay.
Yeah, it's still going.
Okay, nice. Troy, you're up. You just saw. Oh, Matt. Yeah, your name is Matt, yes. Like, what the fuck is the dwarf's name? Oh, wait.
Dwarf's dead.
You just saw the Ettercap get stopped in a gelatinous ooze that was standing motionless and waiting for somebody to come this way.
Imagine very Tom and Jerry, like, arms outstretched, like, just stuck.
Right. How is it just a.
Oh, no, he was going full bore. I imagine he is half buried. The legs are still kicking out the back.
Do you need help, or is this a bit?
Sure. Pull him out?
Make me a strength check.
How much do you weigh, Matt?
Like 100 or 230? No, 180, I think they said.
21?
his pull-out game is strong.
21 ain't bad. He'll get him out.
Aren't you having a kid?
And you'll take 14 points of acid damage.
I will?
Yes.
For what?
That is a part of anybody pulling somebody out of a gelatinous cube.
You said his feet were sticking out.
You had to get him by the belt. Legs were kicking
Don't
too much.
Don't fucking change it now because you're wrong. We have an actual rules lawyer.
I'm with the DM on this one. You ever see a doctor deliver a baby and have clean hands? I don't think that's how it works.
Thank you.
They also don't grab him by the ankles and pull.
Yeah.
They pull by the head, duh.
Right.
They don't pull.
That's why his hands
You push.
No, the mom pushes. This gelatinous cube's trying to keep you in. She doesn't want to give up her baby yet. My baby!
Matt,
what muscle is it pulling with?
Contempt of court.
Yeah. Gelatinous cube's over here trying to Alabama it, and you guys are DNC.
Oh! Oh! Nay, bitch. Nay.
I didn't say the word schmishmortion.
Carry on, my wayward son.
Years.
That's your action.
I would like to do a spell as a reaction.
Okay.
Absorb elements.
Cool.
So I have resistance.
Okay. You'll take half of that.
How long does that resistance last?
A round.
Oh, okay.
And does that channel it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It channels it into your next attack or something
yes.
like that? Okay.
That's kind of bitching. Have you done that before?
Move or bonus?
Never really had an occasion to. Well, is this taking up the width of the tunnel as you've drawn it?
Yes. It's a large creature. It's 10 feet wide.
It's a large creature? Okay. Is that a bonus? No.
You should definitely smack the barbarian's butt and yell, it's...
It's actually more of a spider.
As the Ettercap comes sliding free, you hear, who the hell are you guys?
He doesn't know you.
And neither of you know who it is.
Oh, no! No!
We had an ooze follow us for like
Glabagool,
20
he's
episodes.
He's our friend.
He's not your friend.
He's my friend. He was not large also.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, he was. Okay. Well, I didn't think he was. Can I do a spell as a bonus action?
Again?
Yes.
No, that was a reaction.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
Because that's the only one that... Well, that's an action. That's really the only one that makes sense. So I will also do Healing Spirit. So I'll put the thing on me.
On you. Okay. Is it... That'll pop this time because you're entering it this right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So roll your D6. Lucas.
I don't, where are we?
I'm going to give you guys two rounds before you get okay. before Cody and Lucas.
We're just
there.
On our way there.
Yep.
Do you have anything that was on the cleric? Did you get any of his magic stuff?
Mm-hmm. Did you get a form of identification for
did
your
Did you get
friend?
Like the cleric had the magic ring, whatever. Did you take any of Mark's stuff after he died? Something that Glabagool would recognize? I'm just checking.
Now you killed my friend and stole his stuff!
I mean...
just playing it out here.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I guess not.
Know that we would have.
Well, no.
You
guys still
got
magical
items.
You
got the boots.
I don't think you really had much in the way of magical items when you left Glabagool.
Maybe true.
The boots of speed and everything like that you picked up after.
Glabagool would recognize Kira
when I get there.
At this point.
Oh, yeah. Kira really is the only one. Yeah, I didn't think about
it. I mean, like, I would recognize Glabagool. Like, I don't know if you could recognize the news, but...
A talking one, yes.
Sure. I would recognize... I can talk to him, but he wouldn't actually...
I would have heard tales.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, that performer, Blabby Bitch, would never shut up, so I probably would have heard of.
Yeah. Josh, you're up.
I will follow these jokers. I'm with them?
No, you're with them.
You are there in the tunnel. You see a... gelatinous cube in front of you.
Yep.
Can't you like go
and the elemental
the
has no idea anything about Glabagool.
I am here to protect and bludgeon. I commence the bludgeoning.
Okay. All right. You get two attacks, right?
Where would that be?
Under actions. One first line.
Attack.
Yep.
Yep.
Slam. Come on and slam.
And welcome to the jam.
That's a 16 plus 8.
Yeah, that'll hit.
And that one is just as good.
Sure. The 8.
Oh, I got another hit.
2d8 plus...
It's like 7, I think.
25 damage.
Okay.
25 damage.
Ba-doom. Matt, you're up.
No, again, to recap, in case you forgot from 2 minutes ago, he did call out to us.
What, the...
The oops.
Ooze? Hang on, Cody added a photo of me. Oh, okay.
It's this encounter.
Yeah.
Because I thought it looks fucking ridiculous with Spider-Man, a giant rock thing, and Lucas and I's pieces aren't anywhere near the goddamn map.
It's D&D.
All we need is fucking turtles with shotguns. I would kill to find a miniature of a turtle with a shotgun. Every time I think about it, I look for him.
Who? I don't even know how to talk about it. The fuck are you? How are you fucking talking?
Are you going to...
No, am I going to hit him? No.
You're not going to hit him. Okay.
I'm meta, but I don't fucking care.
I get that.
Yeah.
Glabagool isn't.
Glabagool what?
Isn't.
Isn't what?
Metagaming.
Okay.
19 to hit.
Yeah, it hits.
Yeah. A section of him reaches out and slaps you.
Ow! What the fuck was that for?
Your cap.
Stop. I'm gonna give you a fresh one.
You didn't rage. You didn't attack. You didn't anything.
Yeah.
13 damage.
Fresh one. That one got me.
He said to keep anybody from coming this way.
Who?
The Pudding King.
Yes.
So he's working for the Pudding King?
He is. Yeah.
You're working for that bakaki son of a bitch?
AKA the Pudding King.
I'm asking him a question.
Yeah, he's not really conversing.
The Pudding King?
Not yet.
He's too busy eating pudding.
Can I take my action now?
Yeah, sure.
I will hit the bitch.
Okay.
Rage!
Matt's gonna kill Glabagool. You heard it.
Does 13 hit?
Oh, yeah.
Joker's standing still, he's as big as a wall.
Math. 7 hit points. And I'm gonna hit him again with my great axe.
Yep.
That hits. It's the same. So 13 for 8 damage.
No shotgun.
Well, those are D&D turtles. You're looking for the wrong kind of turtle.
Okay.
Turtles with shotgun.
Back to Troy.
Did you try to put it in quotes?
This podcast is gonna come up if I get too specific with it.
Yeah, I mean, even regardless if I think if they would have talked about a former ooze, he says he's working for this clown, so I'm going to stab him. 21?
You're stabbing.
21 hits, yeah.
Stabbing Jello.
Yep. That is 8 magical damage.
Okay.
Second attack.
Yep.
That's not going to do good. But you did say 13 hit, so maybe a 10 will hit?
Maybe a 6 would hit.
Oh, oh baby.
Okay.
It is an ooze.
That's much better. 12.
That's good enough. We'll call it there. It dissolves.
No.
I just wanted to make Matt kill Glabagool.
He's Glabagon.
At this point, you hear Kira and Nexus coming up behind you.
We'll be missed.
Have you guys ever heard of talking oozes?
You can grab a ghoul.
I don't know. He didn't really say his name.
Yeah.
Did the oozes talk before?
No.
He lost his sword?
No.
No.
They didn't. Except to Nexus, no.
Okay.
Ow, hey, somebody hit me with a fucking sword.
Are the Borough Wardens still with us?
No.
They all died.
No, they didn't all die. They're still in the main force. They made a hole for you guys and got you through.
Oh, I would have ordered them to keep following.
No, they have other orders.
No, Jeff.
Yes.
No, Jeff.
You're only a colonel.
We don't get meat shields.
I'm not. I'm going to have them defend this choke point so that nothing comes up behind us.
No. That would be a good idea.
I'm going to let them die for however long it takes us to get through here.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
But apparently a corporal can't give orders in this phony baloney military that you have established.
If you were a gnome, maybe.
Please replace the green disc with the blue disc.
Yes.
Jeff wanted that.
They're afraid.
Here's the other.
May he rip.
They're afraid of a powerful woman who knows what she needs to do.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Sex.
You guys moving in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, are we still in initiative order?
Yes, you are. We're going to keep the same initiative.
So, what do you want to do?
I just went.
As the...
Oh, hold on. Ooh, that's good.
Healed.
Back to full strength.
You want to be moved up to the front?
Well, it depends on what he does.
Frontline.
Oh no, he's adding bullshit.
Oh, what is this?
You can see this as the ooze dissolves.
Can you say that into the mic?
Yeah. As the ooze dissolves, you can see a green mist beyond.
Killing your friend revealed a mist.
The Ferris rest.
Nope, that's the farts of the dead.
Oh no.
As Cody would do.
Do something with magic. Like detect it.
Okay, I'll detect magic to see the magic in front of me that I can see because it's a mist.
Magic. Or it could be acid.
Yeah.
Or it could be an illusion.
Or it could be an air elemental.
Or it could be a fart cloud. Yep. All hail the fart cloud.
It could be green mist.
It is kind of a fart
cloud.
Could
be foggy.
It's a fart. Underground.
It's an acid cloud?
Can I?
It reads School of Conjuration.
Okay.
So then it's not Fair's Res.
No, it is definitely not Fair's Res.
So that means something is controlling that thing.
It's a trap.
You can see the Fair's Res in the area, but not anything super strong.
Right.
So that means that it was something that is summoned that is in our way.
Yeah. So you either wait it out or you go through it.
I mean, at least now we know what the thing is, Lucas. Thank you for detecting magic and letting us know it was conjured.
Send that Rockman through it.
Can I Misty Step with a person?
I don't believe you can with Misty Step.
Sadly, I don't think it's
I think Dimension Door you can.
Yes.
But
that'd just be fun.
Does it...
Misty Step, you have to be able to see where you're going.
Can you summon a giant fan?
I start blowing.
So we can't see... This is a...
It is...
See through it?
It does obscure vision.
Obscure? But does it completely...
It is heavily obscured.
Okay.
If you are in it, you are essentially blinded.
I light a torch and throw it into it.
Okay.
It's bright.
Just hoping it would flash.
No, it doesn't ignite or anything like that.
Does it illuminate it at all, making it a little less opaque?
No.
Does Lucas Arcana know what it is?
You could roll an Arcana.
It's a 15.
That's a 15. Yeah, I'd give that to you. That is definitely a conjured cloud of something.
That's not giving me anything. You literally just said that.
It's not a fog cloud. It's one of two spells. It's either a cloud kill or it's a stinking cloud.
Cloud kill would be real bad to run into. Lucas, just fly.
Do it.
And turn around and go the other way.
Do it. Won't you sack up?
Hey, Rockman, go.
Yo, what's up? I'm in.
She's a girl.
Yeah. Well, you gotta be a
Why don't you put your ovaries on the outside? Let's go.
It's Pride Month.
I shoot an arrow through it.
Me?
No. He moved you for whatever reason. Yeah.
The Rockman can just go around it.
I'm in the club.
What are you guys doing?
I'm shooting an arrow through it.
There are literally oozes coming behind you.
I'm shooting an arrow through it. Did I say it again?
It passes through.
I have advanced into the fart.
Oh, you are going in?
Yeah.
Okay. What damage, or immunities, or whatever do you have?
Poison is immune. I am resistant to all of the hitty stuff.
You pass through just fine. You're in a cloud.
Guys, it's fine.
I scream and run through it.
Okay. Make me a con save.
Yeah, something I don't have a one in.
And then you rolled a one.
Here we go. This is it. You ready? Yeah. Nat one. 20.
Okay.
I follow while slashing the cloud, I guess.
Your spooky ghost.
Is everybody passing through?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then everybody needs to make con saves.
Is that better? Get oozed.
23. 16.
Con, you said?
Con.
Don't apologize for your
con.
Con! I just watched Into Darkness, and when Zachary Quinto yells it out, it sounds so weak. It was really disappointing.
16.
Yeah. 16? Okay. Matt, you got a 16 too?
No, I had a 23.
Troy, did you? Somebody.
I got a 16.
Okay.
The sloth at the zoo, one's named Sid, like the sloth Ice Age, and the other one's named Quinto because Zach Quinto's eyes are really far apart. He looks like a sloth.
Wow.
It's not podcast. A lot of damage, it might be.
And also, all the trained chickens are for chicken food. Like, so there's Parmesan and waffle. Or,
yeah,
pretty funny.
Nice.
Matt.
Yeah.
And Cody, 17 poison damage.
Oh, that's half.
That's half?
That's half.
Fuck beans.
It is 100% cloud
kill. What did you guys roll?
Higher than you
guys. I had a 23.
No.
I'm down to 40 fucking hit points. Somebody heal me.
34 points of damage.
Below half.
For full damage.
oh, this is a bad idea. Go back through.
Like, wouldn't the first one that went through have yelled, it burns? Why couldn't I have climbed over it? I'm a fucking spider.
You could have done that anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. There you
What'd
go.
You get? What'd you get? Oh, 17 damage. Nice. Troy just handed in a good luck card for succeed on a saving throw.
It's either that or do another spell, but I figured those are going to come in more handy, maybe.
Let me make sure that I'm not missing anything else. Already.
Give this card to the DM and you say, oh, hell nah.
Oh, as a bonus action, I'm moving the healing spirit onto me.
But it gets cloud kill on it on the move? Way.
I think 60 feet, double check.
That's a pretty cool spell. Is that a PHP spell?
Oh. No, that's in Xanathar's, I think.
Yeah, it's okay. Out of Xanathar's. 30 feet.
We've had a couple of games where he's moved it around effectively. You want to use the little circle thingy?
Sure. Yeah.
So, like, you were here, I should say. And so it moved 30?
Yeah.
Say there, 5, 25, 30. Okay. Oh, it's in the cloud! You're just making the cloud
Yeah, we'll
stronger.
Say you guys can get through it.
Well?
You see a whole gang of oozes in there. Two black, two gray, and one shitty-looking gnome. And the big rectangle in the room is a huge banquet table. And it is just a fucking mess. All kinds of
puddings. Vanilla, tapioca, chocolate. Anybody got Nilla wafers?
I mean, there's a lot of, like, just regular food, but it's more than this guy could have ever eaten. There's also stuff up there that's not really food that's also been eaten. There's remnants of it. You're pretty sure there's bits of ooze up there that has been just devoured.
He's like, is he trying to be like an ooze and just consuming everything in his path? You know, like, is he just like eating rocks and bits of a chair and,
He's just misunderstood.
And let me, I know he says something.
In a world with the Guinness Book of World Records, this guy would be mediocrely famous.
Yeah.
For like,
being an oddity on the internet for a week, and then he'd disappear, and then he'd try to have a comeback where he ate and died. Fame.
Fame. Something where DJ Khaled is pissed that his new album dropped at number 2.
There's your pudding monster. Oh.
That's funny.
How did that man ever become famous?
I really hate this guy's dialogue.
You know what? As a representative of my people, you know, fatties, shut up.
Okay. See, in my opinion, they try and push the Alice in Wonderland thing too hard with this guy, and he says stuff like Kalu Kalay and things like that.
What's that?
The Mad Hatter.
Now you scream DJ Khaled, because that's what we're doing right now. That's the bit.
Now the Pudding King cowers behind his slime-covered throne and chortles in his joy. Kalu Kalay, now you can join the party, he cackles. Now you can be one with the Faceless Lord. Just let yourselves be eaten and disgorged. Mm.
So and he says this while covered in jizz, right?
Kinda. Less
That's
so
a
now
different
than
version
he was
of Alice
before.
In Wonderland.
That's not
Alice
the Disney
in
version. Okay.
Show me your Bandersnatch.
We will start back at the top of the initiative order. Troy, you're up.
We'll find that pudgy caterpillar and make him sit on a mushroom. Get him, Troy. Go fight him.
I'm sorry. I've been messaging my family. What's going on?
Can I get a brief recap?
That one.
That's the Pudding King?
Yeah.
That is the gnome.
What are the other little ones?
Oozes.
Gray oozes.
Small oozes, gray oozes.
His and then royal the
blue,
court of
blue ones are black oozes.
Yeah. I'm going to...
Black puddings, to be exact.
Out,
try and...
Get the base and ask him if your tot sack looks like the faceless one.
Do the bat wing.
Is this your god? As you hug
Is this your god? That's a little harsh.
For this guy?
He's the Pudding King.
Homeboy said Kalu Kalay.
I'd be like...
He looks like he's been Kalu Kalayed all over his face.
Now I'm having an idea of like going after Pennywise by doing the turtle with your dick. You know, where you pull the balls up and let your head poke out.
As one does. Yeah.
Matt, you're in the great.
Well, do you guys just sit there and like here. Balloon animals just play with it in different shapes and configurations?
Oh, I did. Yeah,
the ones in the room
did.
Yeah, I don't.
Did
I can't see it. Now, there's no fucking point. I'm not going to put a mirror there. What the fuck else am I going to see?
Now you just got to spend your time clacking.
Yeah.
You know, where you wiggle and it slaps your leg.
Oh, and I was so well known for the dead squirrel, which is where you do the tuck below the fruit basket.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I was all, I'd be like, look, oh God, look, I found a penny. And then immediately everybody looks. And meanwhile, there's my junk right by my butthole. I was a lot of fun
right
in college.
By the butthole.
And my mid to late 20s.
And yesterday afternoon during breakfast.
I couldn't do that now if I tried.
Man, if you
I am like
off,
three
bro.
Twinkies away from requiring an apparatus to help wipe my own ass. That's how fat I've gotten. So, no, I'm not tucking my balls and my fucking dick anywhere.
Oh. Troy, you were maneuvering laterally.
Sad
and
true. Yeah.
Something with your dick and balls.
Show your nuts at him.
I'm going to try and shoot him.
Okay.
I'm also going to cast Ensnaring Strike.
Okay.
Not a bad call.
And that's a one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like jism, and then I spiderweb him. Your stance is off. Make a DC 16 wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no. It's a wisdom.
How's wisdom going to save your stance?
Coming at you sideways.
I don't 10. Think he made it.
You have a 1d6 penalty on your next ranged attack roll. Could have been a lot worse.
Are you shooting again?
Two. Yep, I'm going to shoot again.
So you take two off this roll.
So that's... we'll just take off the advantage then. So that's a 23.
23...
With the minus two.
Is that with Ensnaring Strike?
Yes.
Yeah, because the Ensnaring Strike doesn't go off if he doesn't hit anything.
Gotcha.
That hits.
Right.
Ensnare him.
So that's a D8.
Welcome actually. To my banquet hall. You're a dick. You're not allowed.
For 10 points of damage.
Bastard.
And I need a strength saving throw, strength. Please.
I'm the strongest.
The strongest jizz covered gnome you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
That's a fail.
Name another one.
You crit one.
Oh, he caught me off guard. I got jism in my eye.
Oh, thank you.
It's the one that he just used.
Yep.
You shall not conquer the Pudding King in his jiggly domain.
You can voice the Pudding King. This is good.
It's way better than the Mad Hatter bullshit.
So I don't. Is it immediate damage off?
No,
of that?
On the start of its turn.
Start of its turn.
Welcome to your Uzi hell. Anything else, Troy?
All will be devoured in the house of Puddin.
Nope.
I will return all life to
Lucas.
The Uzi womb from
whence. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
Oh.
I want to do that at a second level.
That sounds like Hmong.
It's getting weird.
I would say
now.
That.
That's the. Never mind. Okay.
So it's just more damage.
Yeah. Extra. What exactly does that do?
It'll be 2d6 of damage on the start of your turn.
Okay.
I'm going to throw a guiding bolt at him.
The Puddin King scoffs at your bolts.
Not bad. All will be trapped in my jiggly bosom.
It's been too long since we played this game.
Welcome to the mold of pain.
It's an unnatural 20.
You see a dome of iridescent blue light shimmer to life around him, and your bolt bounces off.
That's one shield.
Unlimited power.
I'm covered in the cum of a god. You'll never defeat me with magic.
I will throw a d6 on myself.
One second. Divine balls of power.
What's up? Well, I don't remember exactly what restrained means. So
yeah, check it for me.
Oh, he can't move, but I think he can
still cast. Movement becomes zero. Can't benefit from bonus of speed. Attack rolls have advantage.
Anyway.
Creature's attack roll has disadvantage.
Has
disadvantage on dexterity saving.
When
okay.
You to hit.
I rolled a 13. It doesn't matter if he's
yes,
going to cast
does.
Shield.
If
yes.
You cast shield, it's only a plus four. So if you roll an 18,
it's a plus
it's
five.
Like you're doing the Mighty Monarch. That's the
no,
voice.
That one was less.
Okay.
I do a really good.
So right. So then I rolled a d6 to heal myself.
In that show.
Okay.
The one that talks like this.
Cody, you're up.
Ray Romano?
He's back!
I've come to save you.
Oh, thank you.
Ooze, right?
I've been
yep.
Ensnared.
Black Pudding.
Okay.
Don't hit that one. It's a hate crime.
Oh, what? Oh, I just got that. Don't do that. Stop it.
Yes, don't take Matt's racist jokes. Those are his.
Yeah.
No!
We have proof.
That's a step too far.
Somebody has proof somewhere.
Let's go. Try to put in the proof. The proof is in the pudding.
I knew. I didn't want to step on it. I knew that's where you're going. I didn't want
to step on it. That's great. Glad you got it.
Oh, I stepped in it.
I'm going to swing on the ooze. Ooze number one.
About to catch these hands.
Run up with the sun sword.
About to catch these hands.
The first attack is a 14.
Whoop. No, I hit him.
I'm covered in the leavings of the bathroom floor at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Thanks.
It's like, I think I'm saying the
if you eat the Cheesecake Factory, you're having rich people diarrhea. Yeah, if you eat poor people food and you go to Cheesecake Factory, you're having rich people diarrhea immediately.
I enjoy that rich people diarrhea comes from the Cheesecake Factory.
I ate at Cheesecake Factory yesterday for free.
Ooh.
I got to rub shoulders with the greats. At the Greenwood Park Mall.
Matt.
So poor, what?
Matt, are you going to try and assassinate that big guy?
You can't assassinate what? Him.
Are you going to try and fight the things, or are you going to try and get up here and get this guy?
What would you like?
I don't care. What do you want to do? I mean, I always love throwing the barbarian right in the wizard's face, personally.
Yeah, okay.
You get a move.
I would go for the source.
You get a move half your speed for free.
Okay.
And if I hit again, I'll do it for you again.
Can I get past it?
Yeah, it's you don't take a okay. He does not get an op
move
attack.
Move me 20.
So you go 5, 10.
Excellent.
You move closer to your doom.
And that's a D10 plus a D8 plus 6. 14 damage. That would be the Sun Sword, so it is magic, Jeff, if that matters.
How much damage?
14.
The Pudding 14 King can damage. Only be damaged by prime numbers!
I only ride in the back seat of limos on prom night!
And that's radiant,
to the
right?
Cheesecake Factory!
Yes. Yes.
The Sun Sword?
Yeah.
So much gum.
Okay, none of it's slashing.
Now I want cheesecake.
I don't know. Let me look.
It matters with these guys.
Okay, fair enough.
I thought it was all straight radiant.
Yeah, I think it is, radiant. But I want to make sure.
I think it's also straight. I think it's also radiant. I don't know.
Why's it got to be straight? It's Pride Month. I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to represent the homosexuals?
Okay.
Why are you hating on the gays?
You're supposed to not.
This is Pride Month.
You disrespect
Get your bigotry out of my pudding hell.
No. Stop it, Josh.
First you attack my black.
Go back to the RNC.
And then you hate on the gays.
It is all radiant damage.
Okay.
And if it's undead, I get an extra D8.
It's not undead.
I didn't think so.
Can ooze be undead? Is that even a thing?
Oh, wait a minute.
We're about to find out.
This is a dwarf?
Nope.
It's a gnome.
Gnome one knows for sure.
Wow. Can I take my extra attack on it now?
Yes. You just won't fucking stop. I have a headache.
I have to be a lawyer all week. What do you expect me to do?
Can start drinking like everybody else that hates their wife.
18 hit.
Ah!
18 hits.
You merely scratched my puddings.
Do you want to move another 20 feet, Matt?
Sure.
Come closer to a butt kicking.
I get you right up in this business.
He's a lot bigger up close. He seems smaller at distance. This is fine.
Eight. Another 14 radiant damage. Does it seem to be hurting it?
Oh, yeah. Yep, you're taking big swaths of it out.
Action surge.
Okay.
Did you put your cool guy sunglasses on?
If I can drop one thing, I'd be pretty pleased. 24 to hit?
No.
Yeah, that'll hit.
You probably should.
Does anybody else need to move?
I will move 20 feet.
Big guy.
Ah.
Go back to your rock voice for a minute. Any idea where you want to go? What's your movement?
27. It's really 30. Weird.
30.
What do you want him?
Would you like to be positioned? Yeah, actually, I'm going to position you.
I'll tell over to number two. So
yeah. Hold on.
Okay.
21 for that one, Jeff.
Yeah, that'll hit.
No, sorry, 21 damage.
Oh.
That was the damage off the first hit. I went ahead and moved him 15 feet.
Isn't he a large creature?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can he fit in between those two?
So really, he should be right there.
He can move through friendly squares.
Okay. So you can actually hit where you're standing, then.
Yeah. I'm not moving.
Yeah, I've been in that.
I don't think I can hit yet, though. Sorry.
Is he still up?
Yes.
I'll take my extra attack, then. A 24 is going to hit again.
It will.
Get fucked. For 16 nice. Damage.
Max. Remember, you have advantage. Mm-hmm. Just throw it to him. He's ensnared.
Oh. Hey.
Is second wind a
going to
bonus need. Action?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and take my second wind too, Jeff.
Definitely don't come up here all this way and choke. Big spider son of a gun.
Damn it. Eight.
You spell like my stepfather.
I got eight back. Barrel.
Okay.
Okay. I've done all my sweepy, smashy, choppy bits, and it's not dead, so I'm a little concerned.
Josh. Oh.
No, I'm good.
You're done? Josh, you're up.
Which one? The pudding, the goblin, or the rock? All right. I'm going to swing on number two.
Okay.
Yep, that one's going to hit him. I rolled a 19.
Yep.
Ooh, okay. This
one. I was hitting on like a...
11.
Mm.
It's above 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Can I get that D8 back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you have an extra.
I have a whole thing. Yeah.
It sucks that your box 29. Is warming.
Welcome him to the jam.
Oh, hey.
Welcome to the jam.
Sorry. Cody?
What?
You get a bunch of acid damage.
For what?
Hitting it with a melee attack?
Cauterizing the wound.
Yeah, yours.
He's got a point. He does have a lightsaber. It's radiant damage.
That's...
yeah. It's not actual heat.
You did 4 attacks, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I chose to resolve my everyone. Damage until mm-hmm. after all of your attacks.
That's 20 damage.
Strategery.
It's kind of shitty, Jeff. All right.
It's 1d8 per attack.
I may not have done 4 attacks. I know I was getting 4d8 thrown at me. Carry on.
Like a progressive Indian well, girl in Delhi, you just got acid.
Josh.
Yes.
You hit on both.
Okay.
12 acid damage.
Aren't you resistant to acid?
No.
Acid?
Poison.
Oh, it's physical types.
I mean, acid is poisonous, right?
Mm. How much damage did you do?
29?
28.
Okay.
Get bludgeoned.
Matt, you're up.
My name's Rocky.
Rage! You already were.
No, I wasn't. I hadn't hit anything in a while, so it ended.
Okay.
If Matt's gonna, if he's going to tell you, then just go with it.
You roll with advantage.
Advantage. You got advantage.
Don't joke.
That's much better.
24.
I like to imagine he went, huh, nope.
Just barely, but yeah.
Just a scratch.
Really?
He still has shield up.
Get shielded.
How
long does that last for?
Until the end of his
nine
next
hit
turn.
Points?
Beginning or end? I'm not sure which.
Would be.
How much damage?
Nine.
Weird if it's goes through.
And
two
you
turns.
Don't have a magical weapon, right?
Correct.
Yes, I think it's the beginning of his turn.
And then I rolled again. It was 17, so to hit.
17 will miss.
Okay.
It would protect you from the time of which.
Right.
It protects you for a round.
What are you adding? What are you adding when you roll?
My numbers.
Didn't you just roll a 16 on the die? You only have a plus one.
No, I rolled.
Oh, sorry. It looked like a 16 from here. Sorry.
Sure. And don't forget to add your what is it? Plus 2 for raging or whatever it is.
I did.
Okay.
Is it plus 2 to the attack or to the damage?
Yes. Yeah.
Come to me, my jellies. The barbarian is hugging me and touching me lightly on the shoulder.
Okay.
Because you hit like a girl.
Nothing that I can think of.
Okay. What does he have to do to get out of your spell?
It takes an action to do another strength saving throw.
He takes damage first.
Yes, you do need to take damage.
Okay.
So it is... 9 points of damage.
9 points of damage from the constricting vines.
I've been constricted.
What does restrained that. Do?
You have disadvantage on attacks and disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
Okay, and he has to make a strength check to get out.
Strength saving throw.
Jiggly buff.
Sorry.
No, I just want to make sure I'm doing the right roll.
Strength check against your spell, yeah. Against my spell DC.
So what's your DC? Saving throw would be a little overpowered.
Jeez.
Since you get your proficiency.
A number.
Then ask you okay. bad. Oh.
I'm going to probably say yes.
2015.
Oh, that's why these taste like I'm about to vomit.
Well, Matt's going to be tasting them twice.
For my next drink, I shall escape just taste like your minds.
There's a texture change.
Mm-hmm. Matt. And Troy, because you guys are both targeting him, make perception checks.
16.
15.
You see him casting the spell. Troy, you see it And you are a spellcaster. You have a much better idea of what you're looking at. He's casting that spell way faster than he should be.
Quicken spell.
Matt, yeah. Does a 17 hit?
That is my armor class.
That is your armor class. He reaches out.
It's a disadvantage?
At disadvantage.
Yeah, get fought.
Reaches through the vines and puts his hand on your chest.
Okay.
And you see him shrivel.
We're having a moment.
Me?
Yes.
I shrivel?
Yes, you do. Let me...
He was in the pool!
Shrinkage!
Matt Ittercap was fun for the 5 minutes he was with us.
You need to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, get desiccated.
Do you have advantage on that because you're raging?
Nah, it's only strength.
Oh.
You sure it's not con?
They strip a lot of rage strength. Stuff from barbarians.
Sure. Well, you also always 15. Berserk, so...
15 does not pass.
That sounds like a lot of dice from over here.
This weapon That's half will of be them. Horrid.
That sounds like half of a lot more dice.
Oh. This will be the second time I killed you get one
of a lot of ones, though. He's rolled a lot of ones.
That's why you should go to church, Jeff.
You know what? This would be amusing because not only has Josh played Morik who killed Morik, mm-hmm. Josh was the sword that killed Morik, and now the voice of Bukkake Pudding King defeats Matt again.
How do you know the name of my high school punk band?
Bukkake Pudding, that's a good punk band.
I have a question. Do you have resistance against necrotic damage?
No.
Because of your rage, or is yours just...
It's just...
I'm bludgeoning, piercing, slashing.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not bare-toed.
You take 34 points of necrotic damage.
A pretty good one to take it the first time. I have 6 hit points, if anybody cares.
And you're negative 34 on your max. It's necrotic.
No, that's only for certain creatures.
Only for certain creatures?
No, it's not necrotic. It's not by damage type. Okay. Nope.
I love it when you chime in with things that are wrong. I like that you're thinking, though.
I thought that that's how it worked.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.